Recorded Books presents Leopard's Rage by Christine Feehan, narrated by James McAdams. For Adaya, this one's for you. 1. Sevastian Amorov paced back and forth with long, angry strides, trying to rid his body of the dark, ugly, animalistic, moody edge his leopard brought along with his own bad temper. Over the years, he'd worked at staying in complete control. He'd succeeded in preventing that hot, red volcano welling up inside him from showing itself to the outside world, but he'd never managed to eliminate the vile emotion. He knew he never would. He was Leopard. Not just any leopard. He was Amorov, born and bred in a brutal lair known for cruelty, for such savage practices that other lairs wanted nothing to do with them. He couldn't blame them. The men in his lair took women to be their mates, not the women who held the mate for the leopards, but women who would give them sons. If they produced females, or after they gave them sons, to show their loyalty to their lair, the men murdered their wives, usually in front of their sons. Often, they insisted their sons participate. Female children were either killed or given away or sold as brides to others who would later kill them after they produced sons for their husbands. Sevastian had been beaten most of his childhood, as had his leopard, in an attempt to make him stronger, a fighter for his lair.